company and be told, you know, they don't speak Chinese. Today is September the 8th? 9th. And we're back in Balna Flood Church. And today we have with us Lynn Wilson. What were your parents' names, Lynn?
My parents were Lloyd and Lena Swindlehurst.
And your grandparents were?
My grandparents were Ephraim and Mary Swindlehurst on my dad's side.
And what is your age now?
On your mother's side?
Oh, sorry, on your mother's side was?
And my mother's side, it was Edwin and Isabel Perryman, or Bella. Bella was her short part of her name.
Where do you live now?
I live in Erin Township on the 6th Line.
When did your, or if you know of it, when did your family settle in or near the Balna Flood community?
The Swindlehurst family settled in Balna Flood in 1857.
So they came as pioneers?
Yes.
Do you have relatives living in this area now?
Yes, I do.
Do you have many?
I have quite a few relatives on both sides of the family, yes.
How did your family make a living after they settled here? On the farm or otherwise?
Well, my great-grandfather was a farmer, Abraham, and his son Ephraim was a farmer. And my dad, Lloyd, was also a farmer, but had to work off the farm because farming just wasn't enough.
What generation were the first to move off the farm? Would that have been then Lloyd?
It would be, yes.
Where did your family come from before coming to this community?
As far as I know, the Swindlehurst came from England. And I haven't really done any research, but I believe the Allens would be Scotland. And the Perrymans are probably Irish.
So, what do you think of yourself as far as your nationality or inclination? Are you Canadian, Scottish, Irish, British, English? Or do you feel all of those influences?
I guess I just think of myself as Canadian.
When you were living here, was this community predominantly any one of those, Scottish or Irish or...
I guess I'm not really sure.
At the time you lived here, was the community largely Protestant, Catholic, or no church affiliation? Or did you notice at all?
I guess I really didn't notice.
Okay. Did you know anything of or about Sandy McKay's family at Fallbrook Farm, or anything about the Fallbrook Farm?
I was too young, I believe, for that. For the Fallbrook Farm. Or the McKay family.
Do you remember any of the managers?
It's the Gates.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
But you knew Wayne Gates, you said.
His
family was a manager.
Yes.
For the Vaughns, after Vaughn bought from McKay. So there were Gates and Kears and other families who were managers there.
Okay, so the Gates family then.
They all went to Blue Mountain School, and you were Peacock School.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
He went to the other school. Right?
Yes.
Balnafad is a farm, was a farming community. What kinds of farming do you remember being carried on here?
Well, I remember mixed farming, mostly because that's what my dad did. So mixed farming meaning some Holstein cattle for milking and chickens, pigs. That's what my dad had, and I think some of the farms around were the same.
Did they work with horses on the farm?
Well, they worked. My dad didn't have to, but when he was helping on the home farm, he did have horses. He had two horses to do the work, King and Queenie.
It's okay, we're also collecting horses' names. What other businesses do you remember here over the years?
Or did you hear about from others?
Well, do you mean the, for example, the garage?
Mm-hmm.
Or the general store?
Yeah. Tell us about Vic's Garage.
I was quite young, but I don't really know a lot about the garage. I just remember pulling in to get gas there, and he would fix cars also.
Yeah.
So other than that, I don't...
You mentioned something about the blacksmith shop before.
Yes, I forgot the blacksmith shop on the...
I think you said your father worked there sometimes.
Yes, my dad worked there for a little while, just part-time.
That would be helping out the Ferguson brothers, who were getting old by then. And
yes, yeah.
I think they had only one child between them, and he was never home, so...
Oh, I see.
I'm sure they needed help.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether... I mean, the feed mill was here on the corner and below the store, on the Halton side.
Yes.
And then the store's in Erin. But the general store was quite a business.
Tell us about it.
You could get everything at the general store. We could basically shop at the general store, except for our clothing. It was the post office, it was the hardware store, and it was, you could get your groceries there if you needed to. We didn't really have to go to Acton or Georgetown or Erin. We would occasionally, we'd have to go and take my dad the milk to the Acton
Creamery,
yes.
Did your mother sew your clothes?
She did a lot of sewing, yes.
Did she buy her fabric at the general store, or did she have to go to Acton for that?
No, she would go to... She did a lot of knitting, so she would go to Acton to get the wool. It was my grandmother, Mary, that did a lot of sewing. Sewed all the clothes, my dad said, for that, for his family, yeah. For his siblings.
Yeah.
Did you learn to knit or to sew yourself?
I do more mending than anything, and I can knit, but I think I'm saving that for later.
Good.
Many young people today would ask what mending is.
They probably just toss it.
They just throw. Tell us about the social activities you remember as a child. They'll obviously be different from the ones that, or may not be different from the ones that adults remember, but you were a child growing up. What kind of things did you go to in the Fad?
Well, we'd go to a lot of church suppers, and they actually had a lot of dances at the Balnafad Hall.
Anything to do with school? Special events at school?
Oh, for school. Like the Christmas concerts, they'd have those, and reunions, lots of family reunions, more then, I guess, than now. Picnics, lots of picnics. Quilting bees, I'm sure there were. I don't really remember the quilting bees, but I know they did a lot of it, of quilting. My grandmother did a lot of that.
Do you remember the strawberry socials?
I guess I don't really remember those. I'm sure they had them. But I
just
don't really remember.
One of the interviewees gave us quite a story about the ice cream, the strawberry socials, and I wondered if, as a child, ice cream was something that was very special.
I only remember the ice cream if we got it. It was ever only in the little, very small cups, and you'd have the little wooden spoon to get it out with.
Yes.
But that's the only.
Okay. What about house parties? Do you remember anybody coming to your house for a party? Or your parents dragging you along and perhaps you sleeping on a chair or in another bedroom somewhere?
We used to visit Grant Wright and his family. And that would be your evening. I'm sure it would be on a weekend, a Saturday night, and you'd go and visit. The kids would play, and they'd always have your later in the evening lunch. It would be sandwiches and little desserts, and that would happen around 11 or 11 o'clock, and that would be sort of the end of the evening. And yes, we'd fall asleep going home in the car and get carried in. And so there were different families in the area that we did that with. The Longstreets, Frank Longstreet. I think the other ones.
That's good.
That's good. What about sports games, teams, choirs, groups, associations?
Well, my mom tried to get she sent us all to church. And we were so close, we could actually, if they didn't, we could walk down from the farm. It was very close. But for ball games and events, a lot of it was through the school that we'd go to. We'd go to other schools and have our ball.
How did you get to the other schools?
We must have gone with cars. It wasn't by bus.
No.
It would have been parents offering to drive kids to the schools. It's the only way I remember of getting there.
Was it in the 40s or 50s when you were in public school? It's before the school buses were running around.
Yes, because we walked to. We would walk to Peacock School.
Yeah.
Walk up the road. There wasn't the traffic, nearly the traffic. So we did have a car, but it was not to be used for. We could walk to school. It was good for us.
Even though it was uphill both ways.
Yeah.
Has the church been an important part of your family's life over the generations?
I would have to say in our younger years, it certainly was more than. We would always come to Sunday school. I don't believe, because we were in the basement of the church, I don't believe that my parents always attended, because they probably needed the time to get back home and get something done without four kids. But yes, church is a very important part of the community. Bible school,
we went to every summer. Yes.
Did you belong to the mission band or anything like that?
No.
Did your mom belong to the Women's Institute or?
She didn't. No, she didn't. I'm not sure why, but she maybe just found that she was
too busy with kids. Or well, it may have been, it's quite likely that that was in the period when the Women's Institute wasn't active.
Maybe.
It closed down for a while in the 70s.
So. Oh, in the 70s. Okay.
Overall, the goods and the bads and the indifferent, what did you like best about living in this community? What's your favorite childhood memory?
It would be coming to the general store.
Why? What was the pull of the general store?
Well, we knew the family well that owned the store. We would visit with them also. They lived upstairs above the store, Ed and Ida Smith. We'd usually get a treat, you know. They knew us well, so they would, and so that was important. And they also had horses. Their girls, their daughters, had horses in the barn beside the store, and we would get to ride while we were waiting for, you know, our parents to go in and get what they needed. We'd sit there on the front step, and the Smith girls would take a horse out of the barn and just would graze there on the grass between the barn and the store, and they would take us for a ride around on the grass while our parents shopped. So that was very exciting.
Were the girls older than you?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
By a lot?
They were probably, they're probably 8 to 10 years older. They would babysit us also. Yes.
So they were being, offering you a special deal, mm-hmm. treat.
Yes.
What were the treats that you might be presented with?
Oh, I always loved that, the pipe licorice. The pipe licorice with the little red beads on the end or something. That's what it had on it. Mm. I always wanted that years later and could never find it. So that was just wonderful.
What was your least favorite part of
activity.
Living at this time?
The tough times, I guess.
Were you aware that your parents had a rough go of it?
I think I was too young to realize how hard it was. I can't think of really anything that I didn't like about Balnafad. I always think of myself as, this is where I came from. I came from Balnafad. And I really can't think of anything I didn't like. We'd go to the feed mill with my dad, and that was always fun, too. I think we actually got to have a ride on the cart that they'd bring the bags of feed out. They'd give us a ride. I can't really remember who owned the mill at that time. I thought it was a family that their last name was Black, but I'm not totally sure.
They bought it from my dad in 55, I think.
Okay.
John and Myrtle Black.
Yes, yeah.
Two boys.
Yes. So that was fun. What I forgot to say about the, what I liked about the area, you knew every family that lived in the area, and it was small, was close. Very close.
And safe.
Very nice. Yes.
Do you have any funny stories about life in the community? Who were some of the amusing characters, or the scary characters as a young child? Or memorable stories to share?
As far as funny stories, I'm not really... I can remember some people that were would come over to the store when we were there, and it was Tom Mack. And I'm not sure why I remember him, because I thought he was very, had to be the oldest person I thought I had ever seen. And maybe it was the way he was dressed. And then the other one in the very old green pickup truck was Matt Shortle. Always remember that truck coming into the store. And he was of quite an age then too, I think. At least he seemed to be to me at the time.
Do you have any idea of when that was? Not to the hour, but...
It must have been about... I would have been probably 5 years old. It must have been about 1957 or 1958 when I remember those two older gentlemen. And the funny stories, one of them is, we went out trick-or-treating as kids, and we only had about five houses that we could go to, and that was it. We were finished for the night. Because the community was so small, and we couldn't walk down as far as the general store on a Halloween night, so...
Remember how you felt when you left the community? You left when you were how old?
Well, I was only 10 when I left, but I was very sad because I was pretty sure that moving just north of Erin on a farm was miles away. I'd never get back to the area, and I'd never make as good of friends as I had here in Balnafad.
We noticed that a lot of families have left. Can you think of any reasons why the families left the Fad?
I think a lot of people moved away from the area because of, well, farming was part of it. The farming here was not, it's not great for farming. I think a lot of the property was getting built up with newer homes because it's close to Toronto for commuting for people who work in the city. My brother Alan farms just south of Highway 89. He's got a 200-acre property up there. And my brother Brian has an auto body repair business in the Holstein area. My cousin Dave Swindlehurst has moved north. And he's a truck driver. But other than that, I think it's probably job-related is why people have moved out of the area, for the people who lived here years ago.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add? Anything that strikes you?
Anything you felt you got out of the community, or things, thinking over all the Swindlehurst, things that they contributed to the community?
I think my first 10 years being in this area was wonderful because it was so small. It was, you knew almost every owner of properties in the area around the general store. And you felt safe. You could go into any house and know them, and they would be there for you. A very friendly community. It probably still is, but it's changed quite a bit in numbers. So, yeah, I feel very fortunate that my family settled here. That's it.